two massive quests, two unique parties of adventurers in two separate parts of a massive, cohesive world, decades in the making, by storyteller Anton Kromoff. Welcome to Maya, and welcome to OldMagicGaming.com.
Creeping across Maya is a violent sickness, altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogun the anvil, human cleric, and Ravy, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
So, I guess we'll start with Maya, which is the game world that we are playing. We decided to come together and play some Pathfinder because we're all nerdy and like this kind of thing. And it's a hell of a lot of fun.
My name is Ma'at, and I am playing Nydia. She appears to be human, freckled like me, pale skin, long, dark brown hair. She is not human, though. She is a hag changeling. Y'all know she's a hag. When y'all met her, she was 12 years old. She didn't even realize she was a changeling at the time, but since then, she's embraced her hag powers and is trying to use them to help you in our community as a midwife. She also enjoys beekeeping and spending time with her wife, Ashra, the tiefling hag.
My character's name is Ogun the Anvil. He is a cleric of Clang, who is the Hephaestus slash Vulcan of this world. And he's been the town blacksmith for however long we've been retired from adventuring. Big guy with long gray hair and a gray beard, kind of quiet, and a big hammer.
So, hi, I'm Tanika. I'm playing Ravy. I will be your half-orc nerdy librarian who sits on a stack of books all day. I'm apparently part of the Order of Solaris, is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Player skills are a little low, but I'm here to help you and check the Dewey Decimal System when needed.
I'm Matt Jean. I'm moving in on this then. My character's Mativis. He's a Varana, is that how you pronounce it? Monkey people?
Yes.
So he's a samurai. Basically, when they were retired, he became the town's main captain of the guard.
Hey, I'm Maddie, but I'm playing Allegan the Gnome. Short, like most gnomes are, but he's very portly. He's got this shock of red and gray hair that comes down into big old mutton chops on his face. It usually wears a very plush robe for comfort. He is a sorcerer, but oddly, he has this ability to channel positive energy into his spells. So he has been able to heal using a fireball or able to set people on fire.
This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats. A city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
So welcome back to Crown of Queens. We are here. We are the adventure is already in progress. But to catch you up, I'm going to see how much my players remember. Who knows how much they remember? We'll see. Guys, what do you remember from last time? Not everybody at once.
We got attacked by Crimson Assassins, I believe. They said
who's
they called
talking? Themselves. Who is that? This is who? Who's talking to me?
This is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Do I need to announce myself like a Pokemon before I start?
Yeah, damn right you do.
Okay. Maddie! So last time we were attacked by Crimson Assassins and they
the Crimson Shroud.
Crimson Assassins.
Oh, who was that? Who was that with those liquidy tones?
Oh, this is Vanessa, and I know about the Crimson Shroud.
Ooh, so shroudy.
So they knocked out Emmerich and Graziella and two other randos and hauled them off.
Oh, come on.
They have nothing to do.
Fucking A.
We're just the NPCs over here. Don't mind us.
Wait. Who's saying they're NPCs? Who's that?
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. Steve.
That's Steve,
Randy,
everybody.
Rando.
Yeah, Steve the Rando.
I'm Jim the Rando. Just the NPC.
Hi, Jim the Rando.
I'm Captain Cannon Fodder. Nice to meet you.
That would make a great shirt. Let's work on that.
So they were captured along with Plareon the Inscrutable,
right,
and Garglin Yelt.
Garglin!
I have eaten notes.
Yeah, okay. All right, smartass. Let's see what happens next.
And my notes end there.
Oh, you had notes.
No.
Good job. And throw a perception check for me. You're looking at where your reflection should be.
Uh-oh.
In the mirror, but it isn't there.
Oh, boy.
In fact, you and Ravy aren't reflected. What you do see is this dapper-looking gentleman. He's very well put together. He seems to be a traveler of some sort. And he's walking towards you, but he's walking from the other side of the reflection. And the most distinguishing thing you notice about him as he breaches the reflective barrier, stepping out into the Dawnstone room, is that one of his arms is completely comprised of bone. So, Michael, if you will.
Okay, so, sorry, but I am actually through the looking glass. I am now on the material plane.
He says that to you.
Yes.
So just to clarify,
yeah. You're through and back into the material.
Ravy, we're not alone here.
Right now.
We're not alone here in the library.
Reading.
Okay.
I'm very appreciative for that, sir. I've been alone in this library for. It's been a long time I've been alone in this library. Hello.
How
it is a pleasure to meet you.
I'm glad you don't mean us harm. Everything else in here that we've encountered so far has. I'm calling to the rest of the party in the other room. Nydia, Allegan?
Yeah?
No, I'm...
I rock up next to you pretty quickly in the wrong weapon and go,
yeah,
look at you.
down, monkey man. I don't think this is a foe.
One of his arms is bone.
if you want to do arm at all, by the way, point that out, sir.
If you wanted to attack us, he would have by now. What is your name, traveler, and where have you come from?
My name is Lugol.
Are we going down this hallway?
I mean, it is either that or we go into the giant city thing.
You guys want to jump down that cliff back there?
I mean, isn't it better to make sure we've seen everything here?
That's true.
What if we don't have to go that way?
We could always jump down that cliff afterwards.
Yes, we can jump off the cliff anytime we want to.
Let's see if there's a much easier path down that way.
I'm going to say this again. Hundreds and hundreds of feet down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, to our deaths, we understand.
Okay.
Let's see if there's a much easier path down this way.
By all means, jump off the cliff.
I have a cloak of wasps. I'm sure I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Crowd Queens, everybody.
Join us next week with all new characters.
Silent, halves the little toddler back into her arms because she had to set him down to take those rubbings. And then
I'm going to, tell Silent, you know, E.T.'s totally a demon, right?
Oh, no, yeah.
He's... Okay.
the little on fire dude. Yes. Of course he's a demon.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
It's a cute demon, though.
I'm not, like, being a demonist or anything. I'm just saying it is a demon.
A little bit like you are.
I'll find Ravy and tell her. Allegan's about to sit in a magical chair. Could be interesting to see him blow up, but we're going to pull him out if he looks bad. Want to come watch?
Are you asking me if I want to come watch? Watch what?
What happens with this magical chair?
Magical chair where?
In the room you thought, in the room you thought nothing of interest was in.
There was a magical chair in there?
Yeah.
Did you sit in it?
Not yet, we're about to.
Tell Logoth to sit in it.
I think Allegan's really got his heart set on sitting in it.
Alright, well, his funeral.
Okay.
Go check on him. Don't let him sit in the chair. Sarcasm.
And if Mativus is not going to follow with the rope?
No, I'm coming. I can tie a rope around your waist. Okay. Ravy seems cool with it. She also seems like she's
And I climb into the chair.
Okay. I sit down in the chair. You feel for a second. Your hands are kind of tracing the lines, the star charts. Kind of getting settled into the wood. All of a sudden, your brain starts to feel warm. Your vision kind of crosses from being a normal vision that you see, like, as far as what's in the room. You see almost a transparent projection of another space in front of you. You're looking at this river of fire.
Well met, good sir.
This is my handmaiden, Emmy.
Truly a lover of the faithful. You keep a handmaiden with you, and Emmy, what a lovely...
Well, he's not capable of taking care of himself, so I have taken him in, sort of, you know, out of the goodness of my heart.
You are
it is very gracious of Blackfoot to help me in my hour of need.
I know, you are so incapable.
Bless you, Lady Blackfoot.
For truly the wonderful works of the holy and righteous are being enacted within the city. It does... Originally, when we were to travel here, I was very hesitant to bring my people with me. We felt we must come to the city to teach you the ways, but you seem to have found them in your heart of hearts. Truly, such good people live in Mareel. A wonderful... this abounds. I am overjoyed.
I see you have met my friend Sam... Samriel?
Yes, Samriel.
I see you have met Samriel or her and her friends joining your following as well.
Oh, they are helping me to find a plot of land so that I may possibly put a small temple in your city and we may continue to spread the feathers of light to all who are willing to listen. And she goes, yes, we are, and I actually would like to introduce you to one of my friends, a land baron. Would you, if you just follow me this way, I am sure we could...
Oh, I don't know. You know, she owns many businesses around town, so I feel like maybe she can give you one of the houses where her women, you know, sell their lady parts for money, and then you can set up a shop there.
Wait, what? Sell the lady parts for money?
Yes.
I find it degradable.
It is a noble profession.
They peddle flesh?
Well, of course. What did you think she did for business?
She said that she was a socialite and that she orchestrated parties.
Yes, many parties, including her and her four little helpers there. You kidding me?
Parties of the flesh.
He just looks appalled. I must go speak. Thank you for shedding light.
You truly must have been sent to me by the great one above. I must go speak with my brethren. Please excuse me. And he...
Okay.
Wanders off into the crowd.
Give him a bow as he goes.